from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I got the internet going nuts.
Going nuts big time here. All right, let's start with, we mentioned her earlier, which means she's going to get more of her 15 minutes here. But this was epic. Like, this was epic. Haley Welch, better known as Hawk Tua Girl, threw out the first pitch at the Mets game yesterday, and it went about as well as you thought it would in terms of how it was received, lots of spitball jokes, that kind of thing. One Mets beat writer was told that after he said, you know, Haley Welch is throwing out the first pitch, just say that. Don't say anything else, like who she is or how she got famous or whatever. And then our friends over at the WFAN, Sal Licata, so the Yankees are in the Mets. Well, you know what? Let's just let Sal Licata explain his take on this.
The Yankees have Aaron Judge and Juan Soto breaking records. Ruth, Mantle, Gehrig, and the Mets have Grimace and now Hawk Tua. Come on, bro. I can't take it. I cannot take it anymore. It's ridiculous. And then you wonder why fans get so ticked off and upset. It's embarrassing. Is it the biggest deal in the world? No, absolutely. Does it mean anything on the field? No. But that's the problem. The product on the field isn't good enough, and you're coming up with these silly gimmicks that are laughing stock. It's a joke, Hawk Tua.
I think I just want to talk about this the rest of the show.
I do, too. I just want to talk about this for the rest of the show. Like, you actually made a really good point. Like, the Yankees are doing all this stuff. I mean, we'll get to the Yankees when the Astros face them, but I'm saying in terms of New York, they're like all these headlines, all this MVP talk, all these records and all that. And they're like, we got Grimace. We got Hawk Tua, girl.
Yeah. that's the type of stuff you bring up when the team is so bad.
Yeah.
Where you just like, man, don't nobody care about this team right now, but let's bring in somebody with a social media presence.
Yeah.
Like, y'all should be better than that.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah. No, I totally get where you're coming from.
I got the internet going nuts.
Rest in peace to a H-Town legend, man. Beat King. People know him as Club Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed away yesterday, man.
So, and you knew him?
Yeah. I actually met him a couple times. So actually had him up here at the station,
man,
a few times. Did a podcast with him and all that with ESG. But yeah, man, so sad. Didn't expect this.
Mm-hmm.
He was 39 years old. He passed away.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, salute to his family. Prayers to his family. This one hurt, man. This one hurt. He got a... He's
an H-Town guy.
H-Town legend, man. He was known to be in these clubs and creating some good party music. I know him for his party music. And he was just genuinely a good dude, man.
Yeah.
He made an impact on a lot of people here in Houston, even if you didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
But so sad, man.
Yeah.
That's a piece of beat, kid.
Well, and that's tough. So I totally am with you on that.
I got the internet going nuts.
Ray Gunn has spoken.
Mm.
Rachel Gunn, better known as the Australian breaking.
I can't wait till we
talk about 15 minutes. Yeah, talk about get rid of the 15 minutes.
This felt like an hour of fame, man. I can't wait till this is over with.
So, you know, there's been allegations. I don't even know how much we've talked about it, but allegations that the whole thing was rigged, like her husband was part of the committee that brought this. And they showed some other Australian breakdancers that looked a lot better than her. So she addressed that a little bit, but she's also addressing just sort of everything that's happened.
Hi, everyone. Ray Gunn here.
Ray Gunn.
I just want to start by thanking all the people who have supported me. I really appreciate the positivity, and I'm glad I was able to bring some joy into your lives. That's what I hoped. I didn't realize that that would also open the door to so much hate, which has frankly been pretty devastating. Well, I went out there and I had fun. I did take it very seriously. I worked my butt off preparing for the Olympics, and I gave my all, truly. But I'd really like to ask the press to please stop harassing my family.
Yeah. No, look, it's I actually don't mind what she said, except for one thing. Like, I get it. Whatever. She probably did try her best. It just wasn't good.
Yeah.
The thing that I had a problem with is, like, she's like, I really wanted to bring joy to people, and I'm glad I did. I don't think that's how she wanted to do it. Like, people are pointing and laughing, not laughing with her, you know?
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, that's part of the territory, man. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you do something and it just catch on fire and people, you know, talk about you, man.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that. That's kind of like a viral tweet.
Mm-hmm.
When you tweet something and they just go insane viral.
Yeah.
And then you got all these people you don't know just talking smack about you that don't even know you and probably harassing you and just stuff like that. You just got to. I mean, it kind of come with it, man.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it's very uncomfortable, but sometimes it is what it is. It I know is you hate that term.
No, it is
what it is, man. You just got to roll with the punches or just mute it and keep going.
Yeah, but did you really work that hard, though? Maybe. Yeah. I think in her mind she did.
I got the internet going nuts.
Well, this is a movie that is whose time is well past. Its time has come for sure. They're going to make a biopic or biopic, however you want to say it. I think both ways are okay. On John Madden.
Okay.
That's going to be big time.
I would love to see that.
That's going to be legendary, you know, coach, broadcaster, obviously Madden video game. And apparently the Hollywood Reporter says that it is officially going to be made. It is going to be a John Madden movie. So you're wondering, I wonder who's playing John Madden. Nicolas Cage.
Man.
How are we feeling about Nicolas Cage playing John Madden?
I'm kind of intrigued by it. I didn't know he was still doing stuff like that, but I'm kind of intrigued by it, man. I'm not against it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My first instinct was Nicolas Cage. Then I kind of thought about it some more. I mean, the dude just makes movies. He's kind of known as, in some circles, as not a great actor or this or that. He's made, I guarantee, over 100 movies.
Yeah.
Like, he just gets into the roles. Not all of them are, like, Oscar-worthy. Yeah. I don't think any of them really are Oscar-worthy. But the dude just gets into a role, and he's played a number of different... I ended up kind of with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Yeah, I'm not, like, against it. I'm not, like, got the pom-poms out for it.
Yeah. Intrigued.
Yeah, I'm kind of intrigued. I will say this, too, about these biopics. Mm-hmm. I'm not... this. I think it's only a few actors that's way known, like, big-time actors that mm-hmm. could do, like, biopics and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of just getting a celebrity or just any actor that we all know
get
to play
someone that really looks the part.
Yeah, yeah. I'm fine with somebody that we might not know that's really good.
I agree.
Because, like, you can't just get somebody like, oh, John Travolta. Mm-hmm. He looked like him, so he should play him.
Yeah.
Like, I think you really should focus on, like, I guess getting somebody that you won't be really biased towards.
Yeah. No.
It's only a few actors that can, you know, to me, somebody like a Denzel, he could play anything.
Yes.
I think Jamie Foxx, he could, once he get into that mode, he could just play anything. Tom Hanks, same way too.
Mm-hmm.
But, some people be trying to look for the big star.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you have to have a big star.
Yeah.
Now, it help as far as, like, sales and, mm-hmm. you know, people want to go out and see this big star.
Yeah.
But sometimes I feel like it take away from the actual
Yeah, movie. And I kind of warmed up to Nicolas Cage here because I think when you look at, like, John Madden and the way he gestures and screams and boom, you know, and all that stuff. Nicolas Cage can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know he can do that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to... Yeah.
Have he played in something like this before? Like a...
Well, he's done everything.
Because I know he's doing a lot of action movies
National
and stuff like
Treasure
that.
National Treasure and, you know, Guarding Tess and just, it, like, everything. I mean, you can look at him. He's been making movies for 35 years, man. I mean... Hell, he was back in the 80s, in fact. He was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He had a smaller part. That was one of the ones that got him started. Like, I'm looking because I said he'd probably done 100 movies. It looks like about 100. You know, he's done everything.
Now, he was a household name back in the day, man. Like, you
Raising
always,
Arizona, remember that?
Yeah. You always bring up Nick Cage.
Yeah. All right, so I want you guys to brace yourself for this. This actually is an older clip, like about a year or so. But for some reason, people brought it back up this morning, and it has the internet going nuts. This is an actual... okay, so this is a woman. It's not a fake video, put it that way.
Okay.
She's talking about her husband and why she's mad at him.
Okay, listen, I've confirmed it. My husband no longer cares about me. Okay, so this morning when I woke up in a really bad mood. Okay, I don't know why I woke up in a bad mood, but I was just in a bad mood. And I wanted to talk to him about it. I really did. So when he asked me the first time, he said, "What's wrong with you? You're acting like you're in a bad mood or something." I said, "No, I'm fine." Okay, so then he asks again. He was like, "No, I can tell something's wrong with you. What's going on? Is there something wrong?" And I said, "No, I'm fine." And then he never asked me again. He never asked again. And what hurts the most is that I was going to tell him on that third time. I was going to tell him the third time that he asked. And then he just must not care. He must not give a single what's wrong with me because he didn't ask for the third time. He did not persist with the questions. He asked twice and he let it go.
Bro.
Who does that? Who?
Bro. First of all, how fast is she talking?
Yeah.
And pray for this dude. Like, she's like, I was gonna tell him the third time. Like, what?
Yeah.
And this happens. What's wrong? Nothing. What's wrong? Nothing. What's wrong? Well...
Yeah.
I mean, it does happen.
Yeah, no.
But that woman, pray for the dude.
Nah, I don't like that. Like, and look, I go through that currently.
Everybody does.
Like, I've been through it with my wife, mm-hmm. where, you know, I'm the type that's gonna keep saying, "What's wrong? You're not yourself."
Yeah.
And she be like, "No, I'm fine. I would keep on, and sometimes she'd be like, man, I just want to be left alone. So now I'm at a point where I'm like, what's wrong? Nothing. I'm like, all right.
I do that. I do that too. Like, all right. I've reached the point. There's a point in your marriage where you reach, where you say, what's wrong? Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm like, cool.
Bet. Cool. Like, bet. All right, cool. I'm like, what you doing today? How's your day going?
The first few times you do that, it makes it 100 times worse.
Yes.
But
yes.
After a while, she just like will tell you.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I want to know. There's no rule that you have to ask her 3 or 4 times or else you don't care.
Yeah. Yep. And then if I say bet, yeah, it's like, yeah, oh, I want you to be there for me. I want you to.
I asked you.
Yeah.
I asked you.
So I'm still trying to find the medium ground with this. You know,
I'm still trying to figure it out. You ask me what's wrong, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Nothing.
Yeah.
A couple of minutes later, what's wrong? Nothing. What's wrong? I'll tell you what's wrong. Dude, yeah, this shouldn't be a rule.
Why do I have to keep asking you 3 times?
This should not be
a
rule.
For you to tell me what's wrong. And so now I think we got to a place where if it is something wrong and she don't want to talk about it, she'll let me know, like, yeah, I'm not in the mood to talk about it. Okay. And then I'm like, all right, yeah, I won't keep bugging you. Because sometimes it start bugging me where I'm like, I want to know what's wrong. Did I do something?
Yeah.
Or are you just in a bad mood or something happened at work?
Yeah. No, I'm 100%. Like, yeah, she say, if she says nothing, I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
And I go, whatever.
The worst part about that, though, they'll make it known that they really mad.
Oh, they still get acted.
Start
that way.
Slamming stuff. Or sit around.
Oh, boy. Sheesh. Yeah.
I'm like, what's wrong? Nothing.
Cool.
All right, bet.
All right.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'm about to run to the stove.
Yeah. She's just seething.
Yeah.
I don't understand the rule. All right, man. Hey, things are going to look and sound a little different in these parts the next time we convene. Let's see if we can figure out a little bit more about the new guy. The new guy on In the Loop. I'm going to ask Figgy because he's got some inside intel. And we're going to share it with you next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.